I'm Dan Klefstad with Illinois News. The U.S. Supreme Court upheld President Trump's so-called Muslim travel ban. Rachel Otwell reports a proposal passed by the Illinois General Assembly aims to protest that policy.
Within a week of taking office, Trump issued an executive order commonly referred to as the travel ban or Muslim ban. He said the goal was to prevent foreign terrorists from entering the country. In Illinois, a proposal called the Anti-Registry Act would prevent state officials and agencies from assisting in federal efforts to collect demographic information of people
based on their religion or their national origin or their ancestry. What we want to do is try to nip that in the bud when it comes to Illinois.
That's Fred Sow, who's with the Illinois Coalition for Immigrant and Refugee Rights. That group and other advocates are calling on the governor to sign the bill. The Democrat-controlled legislature has yet to forward it to his desk. That's expected to happen soon. I'm Rachel Otwell.
Attorney General Lisa Madigan joined a multi-state lawsuit challenging the Trump administration's policy of forced family separation at the southern border. As 17 states and the District of Columbia filed the suit, which alleges the practice violates the constitutional right to due process of parents and children. Madigan and her counterparts also argue the policy is irrationally discriminatory in violation of the constitutional guarantee of equal protection because it targets only people crossing the southern border. Late Tuesday, a federal judge issued a ruling on a separate but similar lawsuit. It orders border authorities to reunite children with their families within 30 days of the Tuesday ruling, or 14 days if the child is younger than five. It is not immediately clear how that ruling will affect the state's lawsuit. The state EPA is confirming an algal bloom on parts of the Illinois River. Tests are in, and toxins from blue-green algae were found near Hennepin and Marseilles. Additional sampling will be done this week. IEPA spokesperson Kim Biggs warns to stay away from the algae if you see it on the river.
Algal toxins can cause sickness and other health effects for people, especially young children, the elderly, people who have compromised immune systems. So we want people to take precautions and avoid contact, if at all possible, when they see blue-green algae on the water.
It is also advised to keep pets away from the algae. If you do come into contact with it, rinse off with clean water as soon as possible. I'm Dan Klefstad.
And I'm Jennifer Fuller. Illinois is on track to expand the number of physician assistants allowed in rural areas. It's all a part of Senate Bill 2904. WSIU's Steph Whiteside has more.
Don Diemer, director of SIU's Physician Assistant Program, explained that the current limit of five physician assistants per doctor isn't always enough to cover rural and underserved areas. He says that many patients in those areas see physician assistants as their primary care provider.
What this bill will do will increase the access to care and quality to care. Currently, you may have to travel long distances to even see a provider in some cases with the ratio as it is. So it will decrease wait times, eliminate the need for travel to other areas, and keep our providers here at home to take care of the communities.
SB 2904 has passed both houses and is waiting for the governor's signature. For WSIU, I'm Steph Whiteside.
Researchers studying infertility at the University of Missouri say zinc plays a large role in supporting fertility in men. Study co-author Carl Kearns says the discovery may improve results with in vitro fertilization and other fertilization efforts. He says the findings have potential implications for livestock breeding as well. I'm Jennifer Fuller.